morning on WCHL. The investigator of UNC's academic scandal will give an update to the Board of Governors this morning. Four new coaches are coming to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools.
While our current coach was not the head coach for two of those years, he was still a crucial part of the program.
And the Chapel Hill Y is now a branch of the YMCA of the Triangle.
This relationship will mean great things for the entire region.
These stories and much more. Plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports. Stillman White is back from his mission. And now he's back in Carolina Blue. And
11-year-old Lucy Lee shot a 78 in the U.S. Open. You're kidding me, right?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 at WCHL, we have 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, considerably cooler than it normally is. Partly sunny today, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 90, downright refreshingly cool. UNC will get a high-level update at the Board of Governors meeting this morning from the investigator hired to conduct an independent investigation into the university's past academic and athletic irregularities. The university hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein back in January to conduct the investigation. Weinstein has informed UNC that no factual findings will be shared in the update today, because his investigation is not yet complete. He's told the university that he hopes to have the investigation concluded before classes start this fall. In response to a request for a statement from UNC about the latest in the investigation and the academic scandal, the university released the following statement. At this time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward. Again, that is a statement from the university. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools announced the hiring of four new high school coaches on Thursday night. Among those are former Reidsville High boys basketball coach Bill Walton, who will take over for interim Chapel Hill High School coach Layson Perkins, and Carborough High assistant football coach Melvin Griffin, who now takes over the head coaching position. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
On Thursday night, Tim Bennett, athletic director at Chapel Hill High, issued a statement that reads, in part, quote, "We are excited to announce three new coaches, William Walton, Jason Curtis, and Greg Kane, to our coaching staff at Chapel Hill High School. Each one brings valuable experience and strong leadership to our athletic program." End of quote. And Carborough High School athletic director April Ross issued this statement about new head football coach Melvin Griffin. Quote, "Coach Griffin has extensive knowledge and experience in football, and we have the utmost respect and confidence in his abilities to lead our program. We are currently seeking qualified assistant coaches to complete our football coaching staff." End of quote. Moving up from assistant football coach at Carborough High, Griffin replaces Jason Tudrin, who left in April to take a job as UNC's first director of high school relations. New Chapel Hill High boys basketball coach Bill Walton resigned as Reidsville High's head coach back in January, citing health reasons. In 8-plus seasons, Walton led the Reidsville Rams to a record of 145-72. His most recent predecessor at Chapel Hill High, Layson Perkins, was named interim coach in the wake of former athletic director and head coach Todd Morgan's departure last September. Morgan took a job at C.B. Acock High School in Pikeville. Perkins led the Tigers through a 19-8 season and was an assistant coach under Morgan for 4 years. At Thursday night's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education meeting at Lincoln Center, several people from the basketball program at Chapel Hill High came out to voice their disappointment that Perkins would not carry on as head coach. This was just before the new hires were announced. Here's team member Jeremy Worden.
I've been in the Chapel Hill basketball program for 3 years. Throughout these years, the varsity basketball team has encompassed a 69-14 record, as well as being back-to-back-to-back conference champions. While our current coach was not the head coach for two of those years, he was still a crucial part of the program. He's a great tactician, coming up with countless offensive and defensive schemes created to complement our personnel.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Executive Director for Community Relations Jeff Nash has pointed out that CHCCS hires all coaches for only one season at a time. The other two new coach hires for Chapel Hill Carbaro City Schools are Greg Kane, the head softball and baseball coach for Smith Middle School, who will now be the head coach for Chapel Hill High Softball, and Jason Curtis, the new head coach for men's and women's soccer at Chapel Hill High. He's stepping up from the assistant coaching position there. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Y has voted to become a branch of the YMCA of the Triangle. Associate Vice President of Communications for the YMCA of the Triangle, Jennifer Nelson, says that this merge will be greatly beneficial for members of the volunteer staff as well as the community members across the area.
This relationship between the YMCA of the Triangle and the Chapel Hill YMCA will mean great things for the entire region. Each Y is a reflection of the community where it's located, and we think that this will provide the opportunity for staff to grow and be part of the formalized training that the YMCA of the Triangle has, but will allow the volunteer board to think about serving the community in more strategic ways. We just anticipate a lot of benefit for people who are already members and for the broader community.
Because of such a change, Nelson says the YMCA of the Triangle is considering new opportunities in the near future for those who want to utilize all of the facilities offered by all branches of the Triangle YMCA. She also says that the merge will not result in any changes to members' accessibility to the Chapel Hill Y.
We do have, throughout the YMCA of the Triangle, an opportunity. It's called a Triangle membership. It's a few dollars more a month where you can access every branch in the region, and that will certainly be an opportunity, but there may be some other ones. As it is right now, if you're a Chapel Hill Y member, when you go to a Chapel Hill YMCA, it should be exactly the same.
After working with the Chapel Hill Y in the past in different events and projects, particularly the annual support campaign, We Build People, which added 19% more people to YMCA programs in the Chapel Hill Carbaro community, Nelson says this merge will be phenomenal and will make things better for the entire triangle.
We've learned from each other and worked really side by side through a number of efforts. We are looking forward to working with everyone more closely.
Recent UNC graduate Camille McGirt is the co-founder of Healthy Girls Save the World, a program for young girls that encourages healthy living for the mind and body that functions right out of the university.
Healthy Girls Save the World is a program that promotes healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy relationships for girls in 6th through 9th grade. And we have events at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill where we allow our girls to meet college athletes, engage in physical activity, and learn about respectful and positive relationships through our many lessons and activities that we have for our girls.
McGirt's journey to start Healthy Girls Save the World began after tearing her ACL while playing basketball for Carolina. She decided to rebrand herself and started an internship at the White House. She was inspired by First Lady Michelle Obama and her desire to fight childhood obesity and wanted to make a difference for girls once she came back to North Carolina. UNC provided McGirt with overwhelming resources to kickstart her idea and make it a reality that has lasted for over 3 years now. The three pillars of Healthy Girls Save the World, healthy minds, healthy bodies, and healthy relationships, are the foundations on which McGirt's programs are structured for both summertime and during the school year.
Essentially every single day, we expose them to a different pillar of Healthy Girls Save the World, and we create activities and lessons that are completely aligned with that pillar. And that's how our lessons also go when we have them during the school year. We pick which pillar that we would like to focus on, and we create lessons and activities or field trips that are aligned to those different pillars.
McGirt says she wants these experiences for the young girls to leave a lasting impression that they'll carry with them even after their time with the program.
We really pride ourselves in exposing our girls to a lot of different sports, college athletes, and education. We really hope that girls will retain the knowledge that we are giving them and use it in their daily lives.
For more information on Healthy Girls Save the World, you can read the story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. North Carolina budget negotiations are delayed because lawmakers in Governor Pat McCrory's administration are still updating how much money they will need for Medicaid next year. Fiscal researchers for the legislature and state budget director Art Pope said yesterday they've had a hard time collecting detailed enrollment and spending information from the state Medicaid agency. Pope attributes the trouble to a surge in Medicaid enrollment through the federal health care law. He also says two new computer programs within the Department of Health and Human Services offer partial Medicaid use data this year. Pope says he's keeping lawmakers informed as they create an updated forecast soon. The House and Senate budgets are about $250 million apart on how much more Medicaid money is required through the middle of 2015. The governor has signed into law a bill laying activities students and staff can perform while exercising their constitutional rights for religious expression and prayer in North Carolina's public schools. McCrory's office said the legislation was one of four bills he signed into law on Thursday. The measure explains how school administrators should comply with federal law and guidance on constitutionally protected prayer. It attempts to make clear the extent to which religious views and literature can be shared on campus and what school personnel may do during voluntary student-led prayer. Another new law directs the State Board of Education to identify students with military parents or other military connections in school records. The identification could help the state tap into federal military funds. WCHL News Time, 7:16. It is time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. Now with a look at your morning roadway activity, here is Rand Northman.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still not too bad out there. People trying to get off to work early this morning on Friday, so you might see a couple slowdowns on 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. That's what we usually see at this time. Nothing major there, just minor delays, and no accidents being reported right now. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And this traffic report has been brought to you by the Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 68 degrees, partly sunny today. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, 20%. High today about 90. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and a low about 70. We could get a thunderstorm, more likely just showers. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Our Saturday high about 88 degrees. Chance of rain is 70%. And that heavy 70% chance of rain will continue through tomorrow night. Low tomorrow night, 68. And then for the rest of your weekend and Sunday, it's going to be nice. Partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain in the afternoon. And the high on Sunday, only about 85. It's going to seem like wintertime.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
WCHL News Time is 7:18. Republicans in the North Carolina General Assembly want to replace the state's Common Core testing standards for public schools, but they can't agree on how to accomplish that. A House committee on Thursday rejected the Senate's Common Core bill and says it still supports its own plan. The vote signals Senate and House members will have to work out their differences in a conference committee before they adjourn for the year in the coming weeks. A Senate plan would keep the door open for the state to keep some of the current Common Core standards. A stricter House version wants to specifically prohibit any provisions from the National Common Core model from ever being used in the future. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Most of the focus on the Carolina basketball team in the upcoming season will justifiably be centered on Marcus Page, J.P. Tokudo, Bryce Johnson, and the incoming trio of highly touted freshmen. But there's a familiar name returning to the Tar Heel basketball roster for another crack at some memorable moments. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Tar Heel fans everywhere remember the moment when a skinny high school-looking kid with a mop haircut and a bounce in his step was thrust center stage into the NCAA tournament pressure cooker when point guard Kendall Marshall went down with an injury. That's the last time Stillman White dribbled a basketball in Carolina uniform in a painful 80-67 loss to Kansas in the 2012 Elite Eight. Well, he's back, but Carolina faithful may struggle to recognize White this time around. He's the scrawny little kid no more. While completing his obligatory 2 years as a Mormon missionary, White says he's bulked up. White gained weight while going door-to-door sharing his faith in his suit and tie during his mission service. One thing is for sure, the scenery will look a little different from the last time White was in Chapel Hill. Luke Davis, Desmond Hubert, and Jackson Simmons are the only remaining players from the 2011-2012 squad. But White is getting acquainted with guys like Nate Britt, Isaiah Hicks, and Kennedy Meeks as they attend summer school classes together. The newly minted sophomore says the biggest shock to the system upon his return is how fast everybody is. White, however, is determined to get back in shape and be 100% prepared for the season come November. With so much new talent flooding through the Smith Center doors to join an already capable UNC team, exactly how much playing time White will see remains in doubt. Nobody knows what's in store for the matured White during the rest of his Carolina playing days, but it's certainly another exciting storyline to keep an eye on in the coming months. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So that's exciting news for the upcoming basketball season for sure. Charlotte Hornets of the NBA have unveiled three new primary uniforms featuring white, purple, and teal colors. The uniforms bear a strong likeness in color scheme to the old Hornets regime, but they've been slightly updated. The home white and away purple uniforms both say Hornets on the front instead of Charlotte, as in years past. The alternate teal uniform, which will be worn 16 to 20 times a season in both home and away games, has Charlotte on the front. From 1988 to 2002, the team's primary uniforms all read Charlotte. Hornets Senior Vice President of Marketing, Entertainment, and Interactive Media, Seth Bennett, says, in 1988, people needed to know who Charlotte was, but that's no longer the case. The team did away with the popular teal pinstripes down the front of their home uniform. And Panthers quarterback Cam Newton practiced for the first time since undergoing ankle surgery on March 19th. Newton worked in 7-on-7 drills during the team's final day of minicamp practice yesterday. Newton says he felt sluggish on his first day back, adding, "My mind was moving faster than my body, but that all comes with time." It certainly does, even if you're not a football player. Newton says he's yet not near 100%, but any progress is good progress. He expects to be close to full speed when training starts July 25th. Coach Ron Rivera said Newton was cleared to practice medically on Wednesday, but none of Newton's teammates knew that he would practice when they took the field on Thursday. Rivera said he felt it was important for Cam Newton to practice once before the start of training camp. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
11-year-old Lucy Lee shot a 78 in the U.S. Open. You're kidding me, right? This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The U.S. Women's Open, which is being played this weekend on the same Pioneers No. 2 course that hosted the men last week, is historic in more ways than one. It's the first time the women have followed the men on the same track in a grand experiment by the USGA, in the cradle of golf, appropriately, Pinehurst Village. But here's what makes it completely ridiculous. An 11-year-old from the Bay Area who qualified for the Open 2 weeks ago shot a 78 in the first round. That's 8 over par, but 7 of those strokes came on 3 early holes when she was admittedly a little nervous. No kidding. Lucy Lee played the other 15 holes and won over par, including birdies on a par 4 and a long par 5. Having fun after those jitters were off, the 5-1 Lee wore a red, white, and blue outfit with her belly button sticking out in every full turn she made with the golf club. She barely weighs 100 pounds but hits her drive at 230 yards. She has pigtails that swing along with her, and she's as unassuming as someone who has already excelled in junior diving, gymnastics, and music, and reads 400-page books in 2 days. Her favorite golfer is Raleigh's Webb Simpson. The daughter of two computer execs, she can already beat her father and older brother in golf. To put what Lucy Lee did in perspective, she is the second youngest young lady to ever play in the U.S. Open. The one girl who was younger shot a 95 in her debut round, 25 over par in 1967. Guess girls' golf has gotten a lot better since then. 26 other women shot a higher score than Lee Thursday, 16 of whom couldn't even break 80. Lucy Lee finished up her 18th hole with a par and headed right for the ice cream cooler, where she sucked on a pink creamsicle that perfectly matched her outfit. As intelligent and articulate as she is cute, Lucy said she just wants to go out there and have fun, doesn't really care what she shoots, and has never even thought about playing professionally. All of us hackers who can't break 80 on a course at least 500 yards shorter should take 2 weeks off and then quit the game. Lucy Lee shot a 78 in the U.S. Open on Pioneers No. 2, wearing red, white, and blue, and called it fun between licks on a creamsicle. I call it awesome. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Large format flyers, professional presentations and manuals, banners, bumper stickers, basically anything you might need. We do it all from start to finish. And now we have three convenient options to make the process even easier for you. Submit your print job by email or by visiting our new online print website at upsstoreprint.com. And we'll quickly have it ready for you to pick up. Or simply bring your materials to one of our local stores in Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
727 at WCHL. Listen, you still have time to vote in the Father's Day photo contest. Submissions are down to 7 photos. Go there and vote. The photo with the most votes wins an awesome weekend camping rental from Townsend Bertram Company, a gift card from Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and a Chapel Hill Restaurant Group gift card, a prize package worth $300. All you have to do is log on to Chapel Bros Facebook contest page now and choose the dad you think ought to win. That is the Father's Day photo contest from WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
This is Minister Robert Campbell from the Juneteenth Event Committee to invite all Orange and Chatham County residents to come out and take part in this unity in the community on Saturday, June the 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be free health screenings, group activities, and various food vendors. See you at the Phoenix Academy High School at 750 South Merck Mill Road in Chapel Hill. Thank you, WCHL, for having us.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Juergens Top Notch Automotive. It's 50% off. Get a $30 voucher for North Carolina State Emissions and Safety Inspection available today for only $15. Do you dread having to deal with your car's annual emissions and safety inspection? With today's Our Local Deal, Juergens Top Notch Automotive in Carrboro will take care of it for half off. Let Juergens take some of the stress off you and your wallet. It's half off the regular inspection price from Juergens Automotive, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at Our Local Deal.
Ron Stuntz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, Ron Stutz.
And listen, our former state senator, Ellie Kinnaird, has today's commentary on WCHL. She says today's bad guys are not the developers, no matter what you might have heard from a lot of people right here in our community. And that's coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Now, your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, a little bit cooler than we have had all week long. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Still going to be hot, high today about 90, but at least we're not going to be up there close to 100. So a little bit better today. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight around 70. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. Showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s, but we have a big chance of rain, about 70% all day long. Again, particularly late in the day. Tomorrow night, 70% chance of rain continuing. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms, and low around 68. Then on Sunday, actually a nice day. Partly sunny, slight chance of rain in the afternoon with a high of 85 degrees. The Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet.
ChapelBurro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, ChapelBurro.com.
North of Baghdad. Militants with machine guns mounted on pickup trucks fighting to take the town of Jalula. About 300 American troops have duty orders to Iraq, sent by the president as advisors, not boots on the ground, not airstrikes.
The Iraqi government will take all the help that it can get, but certainly there's some disappointment here that President Obama didn't really commit to those airstrikes. That's what the Iraqi government has wanted all along.
CBS's Clarissa Ward in Baghdad. President Obama stopped short of calling on Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to resign. A mistake, says Maryland Democratic Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger.
I think Maliki has done a terrible job as a leader, but there was an election. Maliki was elected, and I think right now why the president is saying for him not to leave, because the people of Iraq voted for him.
Secretary of State John Kerry preparing a diplomatic effort to resolve the conflict. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL, 68 degrees. Such a hopeless situation over there. It goes on and on and on. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC will receive a high-level update at the Board of Governors meeting from the investigator hired to conduct an independent investigation into the university's past academic and athletic irregularities. The university hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein in January to conduct this investigation. Weinstein has informed UNC that no factual findings will be shared in the update because his investigation is not yet complete. He's told the university that he hopes to have the investigation finished before classes begin in the fall. In response to a request for a statement from UNC about the latest in the investigation and the academic scandal, the university released the following statement. At this time, we think it is best to allow Ken Weinstein to continue his work without the university creating a concurrent review of every claim that arises. Once Mr. Weinstein has completed his work and makes that public, we will be very interested in sharing our plans for moving forward. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools announced the hiring of four new high school coaches last night. Among those are former Reidsville High boys basketball coach Bill Walton, who will take over for interim Chapel Hill High School coach Layson Perkins. A lot of people not happy about that. And Carborough High assistant football coach Melvin Griffin was also announced. He will now take over the head coaching position at Carborough. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
On Thursday night, Tim Bennett, athletic director at Chapel Hill High, issued a statement that reads in part, quote, "We are excited to announce three new coaches, William Walton, Jason Curtis, and Greg Kane, to our coaching staff at Chapel Hill High School. Each one brings valuable experience and strong leadership to our athletic program." End of quote. And Carborough High School athletic director April Ross issued this statement about new head football coach Melvin Griffin. Quote, "Coach Griffin has extensive knowledge and experience in football, and we have the utmost respect and confidence in his abilities to lead our program. We are currently seeking qualified assistant coaches to complete our football coaching staff." End of quote. Moving up from assistant football coach at Carborough High, Griffin replaces Jason Tudrin, who left in April to take a job as UNC's first director of high school relations. New Chapel Hill High boys basketball coach Bill Walton resigned as Reidsville High's head coach back in January, citing health reasons. In eight-plus seasons, Walton led the Reidsville Rams to a record of 145-72. His most recent predecessor at Chapel Hill High, Layson Perkins, was named interim coach in the wake of former athletic director and head coach Todd Morgan's departure last September. Morgan took a job at C.B. Acock High School in Pikeville. Perkins led the Tigers through a 19-8 season and was an assistant coach under Morgan for 4 years. At Thursday night's Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education meeting at Lincoln Center, several people from the basketball program at Chapel Hill High came out to voice their disappointment that Perkins would not carry on as head coach. This was just before the new hires were announced. Here's team member Jeremy Worden.
I've been in the Chapel Hill basketball program for 3 years. Throughout these years, the varsity basketball team has encompassed a 69-14 record. as well as being back-to-back-to-back conference champions. While our current coach was not the head coach for two of those years, he was still a crucial part of the program. He's a great tactician, coming up with countless offensive and defensive schemes created to complement our personnel.
Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Executive Director for Community Relations, Jeff Nash, has pointed out that CHCCS hires all coaches for only one season at a time. The other two new coach hires for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools are Greg Kane, the head softball and baseball coach for Smith Middle School, who will now be the head coach for Chapel Hill High Softball, and Jason Curtis, the new head coach for men's and women's soccer at Chapel Hill High. He's stepping up from the assistant coaching position there. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Carrboro YMCA has voted to become a branch of the YMCA of the Triangle. Associate Vice President of Communications for the YMCA of the Triangle is Jennifer Nelson. She says this merge will be greatly beneficial for members of the staff as well as the community members all across the area.
This relationship between the YMCA of the Triangle and the Chapel Hill YMCA will mean great things for the entire region. Each Y is a reflection of the community where it's located, and we think that this will provide the opportunity for staff to grow and be part of the formalized training that the YMCA of the Triangle has, but will allow the volunteer board to think about serving the community in more strategic ways. We just anticipate a lot of benefit for people who are already members and for the broader community.
Nelson says because of this change, the YMCA of the Triangle is considering some new opportunities in the near future for those who want to utilize all the facilities offered by all Triangle YMCA branches. She also says that the merge will not result in any changes to members' accessibility to the Chapel Hill Carrboro Y.
We do have throughout the YMCA of the Triangle an opportunity. It's called a Triangle membership. It's a few dollars more a month where you can access every branch in the region, and that will certainly be an opportunity, but there may be some other ones. As it is right now, if you're a Chapel Hill Y member, when you go to a Chapel Hill YMCA, it should be exactly the same.
After working with the Chapel Hill Y in the past and different events and projects, particularly the annual support campaign, We Build People, which has added 19% more people to YMCA programs in our local community, Nelson says this merge will be phenomenal and will make things better for the entire Triangle.
We've learned from each other and worked really side by side through a number of efforts. We are looking forward to working with everyone more closely.
North Carolina budget negotiations are delayed because state lawmakers and Governor Pat McCrory's administration are still updating how much money they will need for Medicaid next year. Fiscal researchers say the legislature and state budget director Art Pope said yesterday they've had a hard time collecting detailed enrollment and spending information from the state Medicaid agency. Pope attributes the trouble to a surge in Medicaid enrollment through the federal health care law. He also says two new computer programs within the Department of Health and Human Services offer partial Medicaid use data this year. Pope says he's keeping lawmakers informed as they create an updated forecast soon. The House and Senate budgets are about $250 million apart on how much more Medicaid money is required through mid-2015. And Governor Pat McCrory has signed into law a bill laying out the activities students and staff can perform while exercising their constitutional rights for religious expression and prayer in North Carolina's public schools. McCrory's office said the legislation was one of four bills he signed on Thursday. The measure explains how school administrators should comply with federal law and guidance on constitutionally protected prayer. It attempts to make clear the extent to which religious views and literature can be shared on campus and what school personnel may do during voluntary student-led prayer. Another new law directs the State Board of Education to identify students with military parents or other military connections in school records. The identification could help the state tap into federal military funds. WCHL News Time, 7:39. I'm Ron Stutz, and Rand Northam has just sat down in the WCHL studio. Just a veritable whirlwind of activity, sort of like the Tasmanian devil.
Well, Ron, I have some breaking news just in. Paulette Barbie has just come in and told us that the coffee pot is working.
Oh, is that right?
That is right. So,
well, thank you, Paulette, whatever you did.
And we got to give a huge shout-out to John O'Brien.
No kidding.
Man. Talk about a hero.
That guy's a lifesaver, man. He's
brought in coffee for us this morning.
He should be a WCHL hometown hero. Of course, everybody already knows that. Anybody knows John knows he is.
Well, true. I mean, he went to Appalachian State, so that in and of itself gives him a huge step up on anyone else.
I hadn't even thought about that. Well, but he is a great guy.
He is that.
We appreciate the coffee, too.
Definitely.
What's happening today at our website, chapelboro.com?
Well, we finished up the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools photo galleries. We had Orange and Cedar Ridge at the beginning of the week. Now we finish off with Carrboro, as Chapel Hill started off on Wednesday, East Chapel Hill yesterday, and Carrboro now posted on our website. These are the photo galleries from the graduation ceremonies from last week and last weekend. And you can check those out on our website in our photo galleries on chapelboro.com. Also, shortlist voting is up. We want to know the best place to listen to live music. You've submitted your choices, and now of those choices, we want you to vote for the best of those. Mm-hmm. So we hope that you'll visit that section and make your pick. Also, Pete DeRuda has a lifestyle column called Little Engines and Big Retirement Accounts. Of course, everybody looking towards retirement has to know now that that number has to get bigger and bigger and bigger as we go along. You've got to save more and more, much more than our parents, grandparents, and so on did
some of us
do.
Some of us are more concerned about that than others.
Some
of us, of course, much closer to that age.
Gosh, I wonder who that is. You must be talking about Wayne. Oh, wait, no, he's already off
retiring he's been
and
there
vacationing
a long time ago,
and all that good stuff.
Exactly. Well, never mind. Let's just leave it there.
Sure.
But you know, it is something that a lot of people are concerned about.
Yeah.
People are living longer these days.
That's right.
And you have to be ready to a fuller extent than you were years ago, simply because people are living longer.
Exactly.
You know, and so it really is a major concern. So everybody read that column.
Yes, exactly. And I do want to remind everybody, too, that we will have coverage of the Weinstein update today. This is not a Weinstein report. This is just an update on the investigation. He said that to the to UNC, to the Board of Governors, that the investigation has not concluded, so he will not be giving any factual findings in this update today. It begins at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can follow hashtag Weinstein, B-O-G. That's all one word. Hashtag Weinstein, which is W-A-I-N-S-T-E-I-N, B-O-G. On Twitter, and I will be live tweeting all the information that he shares today. Again, it's not going to be any breaking news kind of here's what my findings are, but he will give his first report to or his first update to UNC today at the Board of Governors meeting. That'll be soon after 9 o'clock this morning, so be sure to follow us on Twitter at WCHL and follow hashtag Weinstein, B-O-G, all one word.
And, of course, the university ain't going to say anything until it's all finished.
That's right.
So we can expect that.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
We have a commentary on the way,
quite
strong commentary from Ellie Kinnaird.
Mm-hmm.
She says, all this business about developers being the bad guys? She says, not so.
Well, we've got a WISOS today, too, Ron, and it's talking about the minimum wage and what people think about that.
Fantastic. Thanks very much. 743 at WCHL.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee. But we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point. Consumer Magazine has named the Accord the most impressive midsize of its class, and right now you can drive one for just $199 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord Sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment to its signing. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7:45 at WCHL, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, high today about 90.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We all know who the bad guys are in our towns, don't we? Developers. The only thing more evil are big box stores. By the way, where did you shop last week? Developers, those folks who cut down the trees next to our beautiful home, who destroy open space and pave roads and bring in heavy equipment, making our life miserable for months. But unless you live in one of the old homes on East Franklin Street and surrounding the campus, or the old African-American neighborhoods, you live in a development. Lakeshore, Morgan Creek, Booker Creek, Sturbridge, Falconbridge, Lake Hoban Farms, Highland Hills, Stone Ridge, The Oaks, Southern Village, Colony Woods, even Greenwood, developed by our hero Paul Green. Remember Glenn Lennon? A development, and now a redevelopment. Roger Perry fought for 10 years to build Meadowmount, where now many happy people think it is a lovely place to live and shop. In fact, if you are listening to this program, you probably, along with 40,000 other souls, live in a development. Even our treasured Carborough Mill Houses were a development. So why are the developers the enemy? Partly because we think we own all that empty space we enjoy, forever. Partly because our visual landscape is part of our precious memories. But as each development is built, families move in and never know that it was a woods or an open field or landscape that someone else enjoyed. They think of it as their neighborhood. The fact is, unless you are very wealthy or inherited land, single-built houses are just not feasible. It takes capital to buy the land and lots of reserves in the bank to sit out the interminable years it takes to go through our obstructionist permitting system. And why is that system so difficult? Because nobody wants a development next to them until their kids in the new neighborhood go to school together, play together, become friends, just like you and your kids did when you moved into your development. So as you stand on your porch of the beautiful house you love, looking over your pleasant yard, watching your children play with those from the street over, thank a developer. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Morgan Alderman. The issue of our country's national minimum wage has been prevalent in the news lately as Seattle, Washington raises its minimum wage to $15 an hour. We hit the streets to see what you think about the current minimum wage.
Deborah Bozeman. And yes, I feel like the minimum wage should be raised to at least $10 because it's the way economy is now, no one can make it off of $7 an hour.
My name is Sheila Evans, and I'm from Carborough. I think it definitely should be raised.
My name is Karen Griffiths. I'm from Munich, Germany, but I've lived here for a long time. And I think the minimum wage is totally crucial. There should be one, and it should be way higher than what it is because you cannot live on $12,000, $13,000, $14,000 a year in this country.
Leanne Reed Maltzby, I'm from Chapel Hill. I think the minimum wage right now is kind of ridiculous. It's at $7.50. I think that our minimum wage should at least be $10, honestly. It's still hard for me to pay for everything, and I'm a waitress, and I make more than $10 an hour.
Gary Messenger, and I'm from Durham. Minimum wage should be raised to $10 immediately. For whatever it is, $7 and change or $8 is far too low for any kind of existence for any family. And then you should be raised from the $10 to a minimum of $15 on a gradual basis every year.
What do you think about the current minimum wage?
Al Bowers. I am from Chapel Hill. I do support a raise in the minimum wage. I think the rate should be $8 per hour.
Sammy Martin. I live in Chapel Hill. I think the minimum wage needs to be increased. It's been stagnant for years and has actually gone backwards if you factor in inflation. And I would leave it to economists who really study this to determine how much, but the $10 minimum that Obama's talked about seems entirely reasonable to me.
Don Lupton, I'm from Chapel Hill. I think it would be easier if it was raised to $12 an hour because that would bring it up to the national poverty level of $24,000 per year.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
All right, time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic first with Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still things moving smoothly in the Chapel Hill Carborough area. We do see some slowdowns on 15501 northbound and southbound. The usual delays between Estes Drive and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. A little bit heavier on the northbound side between I-40 and Garrett Road. Be on the lookout there. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 69 degrees, partly sunny today. Just a slight chance of a shower or a thunder shower in the afternoon. Not quite as unbearably hot. High today about 90. That's still hot, but not as hot as yesterday. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight around 70. And Saturday, a really cloudy day. 70% chance of rain all day, particularly in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Saturday night, big chance of rain too. And then on Sunday, a lot nicer with a high of 85 degrees. 752 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, a 100% chance of Wayne Pond this morning. And Wayne, before you get started, let me just say that Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now.
Hey, where I live, Ron Boy, you turn out on the 15501. To the left, there's a Cruisers. To the right, there's a Cruisers.
Yeah, hey, they're ready for you, buddy.
I'm surrounded by Cruisers. Sounds like a bad Al Pacino flick, doesn't it?
I don't know, man. I think it's a good thing.
All right. Well, we attempted just then what we attempt every morning and miserably fail at. I'm sure our legion of critics would agree. The lead up there to the word of the day, repartee, repartee, R-E-P-A-R-T, T as in Tom, double E, R-E-P-A-R-T-double-E. Now, I have heard it pronounced repartee.
So have I, yeah.
That must be the Rand Northams of our tribe.
I don't know.
Who prefer the snootier approach. So, am I being unfair to Rand?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll just see if you agree with me.
Well, there. I guess after what I said yesterday about you, that's fair.
What exactly did you say?
I think you said it after you hung up, so let's not go there.
That isn't fair.
Something to do with your age. Don't worry.
My age?
Yeah.
You mean wisdom and all of that?
I mean, yes, the years of learning that you have accomplished.
Okay, well, here we are again trying to illustrate the word of the day, falling flat on our keisters. Repartee, R-E-P-A-R-T-E-E. Let me define it for you here. A quick and a witty reply. As usual, Her Majesty is here to interrupt the conversation.
What did she say?
It means to party again.
To party again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that could work.
We're going to put her back in her little vocabulary pen now. for a while. Okay, guys, you got it? REPARTEE, repartee, a quick and a witty reply. Ran, work on it with Ron, okay?
I'll do that.
I'll do that. Hey, thanks a lot, Wayne.
All right, have a good weekend, guys. And bye-bye.
Thanks to Mary Donna. All right, the word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, define it, and if you can do all that, we will give you a $10 gift card to the aforementioned Cruisers. 7:55 at WCHL, and time now for the clean joke. Ladies and gentlemen, with more repartee or repartee.
Or reparty.
Yeah, exactly. I go with that one.
I like it.
I like it better. Here's Rand.
Well, a young man bought an expensive piece of jewelry as a present for his girlfriend. "Don't you want her name engraved on it?" asked the clerk. The young man thought for a moment, and then, ever the realist, speedily replied, maybe with a repartee, "No, just engrave it, 'To my one and only love.' That way, if we break up and she throws it back at me in anger, I can use it again."
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Clever, though.
Thanks a bunch.
You bet.
7:56 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ella Spencer is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Here's Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman.
Everybody in the courthouse would say that the great thing about Ella is if you need help with something, she's going to help you with it, and she's not going to throw up her hands and say, "That's not my job," or anything like that. That's not the way she operates. She's the one who steps up and does it. The reason that I believe she's deserving of the hometown hero is that she does it in such a quiet, unassuming way. You know, the rest of the people in the courthouse, lawyers and judges and law enforcement officers, typically when they do things well, it almost by definition gets attention. The thing about her job is when she is doing her job well, which is all the time, it goes almost completely unnoticed. She day to day is helping move the justice system forward in a way that is just seamless and helpful at every turn, and she's just one of those people that an unsung hero of the courthouse.
And what kind of a person is Ella Spencer?
Very pleasant, very friendly and nice, but mainly what she does is she just does her job and doesn't really expect or ask for any kind of attention or fanfare for it. She just does her job really well every day.
Well, it sounds like Ella Spencer makes everybody else's life a lot better and a lot easier without calling attention to herself, and in some ways, that's the definition of a WCHL hometown hero.
Absolutely, that's the case. And there are certain things like, you know, we will forget to get a certain type of paperwork done or not get something done exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And don't get me wrong, her job as clerk is to make sure it's done correctly. But when we need help with that kind of thing, she helps get it done in a way that minimizes the burden on the rest of us. She helps make sure that it gets done correctly, but in a way that helps move it forward as opposed to slowing things down.
And Ella Spencer is the absolute best at what she does.
Her hard work and helpfulness to attention ratio is higher than anybody else I know. Because the role is kind of a quiet role, it's the kind of thing that doesn't get attention very much, and she deserves it because she's doing so much quietly to help make the process work. I mean, I've worked in the courts for 8 years now, and there are a lot of people who do great things. She really just struck me as someone who just that pure, unassuming, does her job, helps the rest of us do our job better and doesn't really ask for any kind of attention for it. And I'd like for her to get this kind of recognition. I think she deserves it.
Our thanks to the Assistant DA, Jeff Neiman, for the recommendation. And congratulations, Ella Spencer, Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate events. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment, and the photo booths are portable enough to go just about anywhere. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's over half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
It's going to be a hot day, just not as hot. I know that's not exactly comforting, but our high today about 90 degrees and a slight chance of rain. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
America's plan for Iraq.
A return to military involvement there.
Anthrax fears at the CDC.
There was certainly a breakdown in procedures here.
Floodwaters on the rise.
Half of southern Minnesota is concerned right now.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Sunni militants shoot it out with Kurdish troops in northern Iraq, just one of the many hot spots in a country in danger of breaking apart. As many as 300 American Green Berets will be in Iraq before too long, a new mission ordered by President Obama to advise government forces who face a major threat from Sunni militants. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us with more on what's at stake and what might be next.
So, Steve, those Special Forces troops, the Green Berets, will also become eyes and ears on the ground. They will assess the capability of the shaky